Welcome to Featured Wiki of the Day, where we read the summary of the featured Wikipedia article every day. The featured article for Tuesday, January 21, 2020 is Onychopterella. Onychopterella, Oncopterel, from ancient Greek, nousai, onox, claw, and pi tau epsilon rho nu, pteron, wing, is a genus of predatory Eurypterid, sea scorpion, an extinct group of aquatic arthropods. Fossils of Onychopterella have been discovered in deposits from the late Ordovician to the late Silurian. The genus contains three species: Ococomensis, the type species, from the early Praetoli epoch of Indiana; Opumilus, from the early Landovery epoch of Illinois, both from the United States; and O. augusti, from the late Ternantian to early Rhodanian stages of South Africa. Its prosoma, head, could be subquadrate, almost square, or subrectangular, almost rectangular, with reniform, bean-shaped eyes. The appendages, limbs, were generally long and narrow with a spine on their tip. The abdomen and telson, tail, had different shapes and sizes depending on the species. The ornamentation of the body consisted of small, pointed scales. The largest species of the genus was Ococomensis, with a total length of 16 centimeters, 6.3 inches, long, followed by O. augusti, 14.3 centimeters, 5.6 in, and O. pumilus, 4 centimeters, 1.6 in. The first Onychopterella fossils, belonging to Ococomensis, were discovered in 1896 at the Waterlime Group of Kokomo, Indiana. It has received attention from Eurypterid researchers for its terminal claw in the sixth pair of appendages or swimming legs. Onychopterella is also the type genus of the basal, primitive, family of Eurypterines Onychopterellidae, together with Alcanopterus and Tylopterella, characterized by the presence of spines on the second to fourth pair of appendages and a lack of them on the fifth and sixth pair of appendages, except occasionally one on the distal end of the swimming leg, as well as the lanceolate, lance-shaped, or styliform, pen-shaped, form of the telson and other characteristics. The exceptional preservation of the fossils of O. augusti has permitted scientists to describe part of the alimentary canal that has only been observed in a few species of Eurypterids, as well as the internal muscular structure of its limbs and even part of the external branchial respiratory system. This turned out to be highly similar to that of the scorpions of today, supporting a Eurypterid-scorpion relationship. Onychopterella was a genus that was able to swim. Most of the time it was likely in the stratum, probably using its spines to walk and its head to dig in the ground. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 027 UTC on Tuesday, January 21, 2020. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for Onychopterella. This podcast is produced by Abulse May Productions based on Wikipedia content and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. Visit wikioftheday.com for our archives, sister podcasts, and swag. Please subscribe to never miss an episode. You can also follow WOTDpod on Twitter. Abulse May Productions produces the current events podcast Curmudgeon's Corner as well. Check it out in your podcast player of choice. This has been Kendra. Thank you for listening to Featured Wiki of the Day.